All right. Hey, Ben, are you able to hear us?
I got you.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on the big win. And thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Can you just walk us through those final laps and what it feels like to finally get another victory?
Yeah. first off, the win feels awesome. I don't know. I feel like I can breathe now. Like, you know, I feel like a big burden's off my shoulders and just feels good. Like a lot of guys on my team, this is their first win. I'm talking about my mechanics, my crew chief, a lot of them, they're very new. And I'm just proud to be able to give them that win and honored to be able to do that for them. And, you know, they've been working so hard right now with this crazy schedule that it's going to be nice. We're going to have a lot of celebrating to do. But, you know, the win was hard to get, to be honest. Like the whole race, we were about a fifth, the fourth place truck. We had decent long run speed. And to be honest, when the caution came out, I was a little bit disheartened. I was actually mad. I was like, man, we could get a fourth place here. We're probably going to fall back, get eaten up on this restart with, you know, old tires. Some people are probably going to pit. Like, I just didn't know what was going to happen. And I told my crew chief on the radio, I said, well, they said, what do you want to do? I said, I don't know, but whatever we do is going to be wrong. And I guess we weren't wrong. It worked out okay. My gut was telling me to stay out, but I left the decision up to them because I feel like they can see the big picture better than us race car drivers can at times. And I wanted them to help me make the call. But when they said stay out, you know, that was good for me. It gave me the confidence to know that, hey, you know, those top four are gone. We got 12 trucks behind us that are going to be our buffer. And that was good to know that we went with the gut feeling. I wasn't very happy about the restart. I felt like Derek was lagging back further than he should have been. And to make it a clean start, you know, NASCAR says bumper to bumper, door handle, and it was a pretty laggy start in my opinion. So I started dropping back so he couldn't get a jump on me. And when I did that, I was just running out of restart zone. And either way, he was going to get the jump, and I don't think NASCAR was going to do anything about it. So that's how that happened. That's how it went. So, you know, moving forward, I just know I got to be more aggressive in those situations. And if I get black flagged, I get black flagged, but I can't get taken advantage of. So he got the jump on me there, and going through turn two, he pushed it way too hard and almost wiped out. So opened the top for me. But again, our truck was so much better than the guys that I was racing around at that time that honestly think even if he stayed in front of me, we could have made the pass just fine. We pulled away a little bit once we got in the lead. So I'm just happy. Like, this is just such a good feeling.
Awesome. Well, congratulations. We're going to take some questions here from the media. As a reminder, click that participants tab and raise your hand if you have one for Ben, and we're going to kick things off with Bob. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Ben, how much impact beyond the 5 playoff points do you feel this has for you in the playoffs?
You know, immediately for me, it's going to allow us to go to Richmond and not have to play it safe. We're going to go there and just worry only about a win, which is nice. That's the first time this season we're able to do that. The whole year we've been just worried about getting top fives and top tens and getting points, kind of doing the Crafton 2019 method of just, you know, racing smarter, not harder. And it's been working out so far. But Richmond, we already talked about going there and just trying to put something together to get ourselves ahead of the GMS trucks, ahead of the 16 truck. You know, the 16-19 are out the same building. They've been really fast. The GMS guys have been fast. And KBM's kind of been hit or miss. So we need to do something to flip that and get faster than those guys. You know, right now with no practice, there's no way to R&D anything. There's no way to get better. But people are coming with what they know. And clearly it's been a little bit quicker than us, but we've still been very competitive at ThorSport. I mean, Grant's got 2 wins. Crafton's got a win. I've got a win now. So, again, ThorSport's doing a great job. We just got to start doing some R&D now that we're into the playoffs. So we're going to do that. I think the 5 bonus points are nice, but we're going to have to – as soon as we get past Richmond and go into Bristol, we're just going to have to reset back to what we've been doing, and that's going to be worrying about big picture and racing for points and – making sure that we don't do anything wrong and letting everybody else wreck themselves out of the playoffs.
So following up on that, do you feel to get that extra speed, are you going to have to take some big swings that potentially could result in you losing speed and losing points? Like, what's the balance there?
Yeah, no, we are. I mean, at Richmond, we're going to do something different with our setup that we've been working towards that we think has speed, but you know, we don't know until we try it. And we've been kind of gradually R&Ding it a little bit with our teammates that have gotten to playoffs. But again, they've been kind of going with something they know. And we're going to go to Richmond with something that could be fast, could be mediocre or could be slow. I mean, I know that's, you know, it doesn't, it sounds like it doesn't make a difference, but it really does. I mean, that's going to give us an idea of what to do into the playoffs. Like, it's going to give us something to go into Bristol with as well. We're R&Ding something that's going to work at Richmond and Bristol. So hopefully it goes good, because it could, you know, bode well for, you know, early stages of the playoffs for us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we're going to take our next question from Chris Knight. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Ben, congratulations.
Chris.
I was just curious what you think you and Matt are capable of in the playoffs.
You know, I know we're capable of exactly what we've been doing. But, you know, we definitely need to step up our game. We've been running right now exactly how the playoffs are going to work out for us. You know, we're starting the top five, starting the top 10 every race. We're doing exactly what's going to happen in the early stages of the playoffs. I think we've got to just, once we get past Richmond, we have to immediately reset to back to what we've been doing and worried about getting top fives. And today was a perfect example of it. If we just worry about top fives, the wins will take care of them. The wins will eventually come. We just got to worry about being consistent. Last year, our single biggest problem on our 99 team was the fact that we would be second some weeks and then we would be 15th. And there was really no in between for us. And my crew chief, my team, we all feel the same way. We've had these discussions. This is a very candid and open discussion we have. We're very straightforward on our team. We know, you know, we live in the real world of racing and what our expectations of. We don't hide behind a stopwatch and look at all kinds of data. We are honest about what we have going on. So we're going to stay true to that, and we're going to keep being consistent like we have this season. This has been one of my more consistent seasons that I've had on record, and I wouldn't say that we've done anything to get speed better. I think I've myself as a driver has matured a little bit since my last win at Kentucky. I'm trying to do more to take advantage of situations that come my way, and I'm trying to do more to not give up, you know, situations that are maybe going my way, and I think that's made us a little more consistent this year as well. So we're working on everything as a whole. I'm working on myself all the time, and the team's working on stuff all the time. It's just, this series is extremely competitive. It's probably the most competitive series in a while as far as the trucks go. I mean, the trucks themselves, I think this is the most competitive it's been for many, many years.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
Right, and I actually have a question here for Briar Star for you, Ben. Going off of your last answer, did you ever think another win was going to come, knowing your last victory was 2 years ago?
I mean, we're all human. Like, as a human being, I would say no. You know, we all have those doubts. But I knew that it would come. I knew that it would come, and one of the things I've done a lot for myself lately is just kind of taking a step back and looking at where I'm at in my career and what's going on around me, and just trying to have this better awareness of what's actually happening at the racetrack and who I am as an individual and where I fit in the racing world. And I wasn't concerned about it. I wasn't losing sleep about it, but it just feels like this weight that gradually is pulling down on you, or that you're pulling behind you the whole time. And it just gets, you know, it gets heavy after a while, and this lightens the load for sure. So I haven't been this happy in a long time.
All right. Well, we're going to take our next question from Marty with ROC Sports Network.
Thanks, Marissa. Ben, congratulations on breaking that winless drought today. Should Darlington be a regular race on the Truck Series schedule next year?
You know, it's tough to say. I think so. I like racing here. I like the fact that as a driver, you're sliding around, you're having fun, you're kissing the wall a little bit each lap if you're fast. I got my Darlington stripe a little bit. Towards the end of the race, I actually waited the whole race to get that. I thought, from my point of view as a winner, it's a great race, but I think that's a question for the fans, not really a driver, right? Like, I like slipping and sliding. I like what we're doing, but if the fans didn't think it was a good race, then no. But me as a driver, I think all the other drivers think it is, then yeah, we'd like to be back, but that's a fan question. You know, I don't know how the race went because I only saw first through fifth most of the race, so I don't really know what happened behind me. I just now realized by looking at timing and scoring that my teammate Johnny Sauter didn't finish up. I guess he didn't finish all the laps. So again, I'm in my own little bubble, so I don't actually know what's happening around me.
And also, the final yellow. Were you surprised to see Brett Sheldon and Austin Pitt?
I wasn't surprised, but my gut was telling me not to pit, and I think my crew was as well. I just didn't want to say it first. So they gave me the confidence to do it. Even if they told me to come in and pit, I actually, once they said stay out, if they came back and changed their mind, I was actually pretty resolute about what I was doing. I was just going to act like I missed the call or something, because I really believe staying out was the best call. But in their position, it's different than mine. If they pit, I need to do the opposite. If they stay out, a lot of people behind me are going to do the opposite. So them pitting really are what kind of put us in the position to win the race. Because everybody's going to do the opposite. It's just the game that has to be played. And really that caution was the absolute worst time for them. If it came a few laps sooner, that would have been better for them. But best time for us, honestly. And I didn't realize it at first. I actually was really upset a caution came out because I thought we were going to get gobbled up and nobody was going to pit. But yeah, that was a blessing in disguise.
Congratulations on the win and safe travels. Best of luck to you this week, next weekend.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, and our final question for Ben is going to come from Steven Toronto. Go ahead, Steven.
Ben, this was just my interpretation from your onboard, so I could be wrong about this, but it almost looked like on that last restart, you were trying to set up to cut to the inside on Kraus off of two, and then he got sideways off the corner, so you had to cut back outside. What exactly were you trying to do off the corner there? And then once he did slide sideways, how fast did you have to think, okay, I've got to take this course of action because that's going to be my opportunity?
Oh, these are the questions I love. This is fun. This is fun to talk about. So, yeah, I was. It was pretty observant, too. I was actually setting up to pass him on the bottom. I had a, like I said, I think either way, even if he got the lead from me for a lap, I think we were still going to win it because we had so much more speed through turn one and two. I knew right then and there we were in the catbird seat. I had a huge, huge run coming down the hill, and I was going to clip the apron and pass him on the bottom, going down the back stretch, and slide job him into turn three and four, and he just moved out of the way. So it was a quick decision on my part to go back high because he started going down low. I thought he, you know, I saw him getting loose, but if he was going to block me, it was too late. I would have hooked him. Yeah, he moved out and gave me the preferred groove, which was accident on his part. I know he was loose. He was just doing all he could to save it. So, again, just testament to my team to have, you know, a truck that had as many laps on the tires as they did and to be, you know, faster, that much faster. So, you know, we had a good truck. We had a very solid 10 to 4 F-150, just not the fastest, but it didn't matter today. My team was very smart about what they did.
Sounds good. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
All right, Ben. Well, that's all we've got for you here. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the win and the playoff berth, and we will see you at Richmond.
Thank you.
Thank you.